Hello everyone, welcome back to my channel, Sparkle English, where I help you improve your grammar, punctuation, and writing skills. In today's lesson, we're going to talk about when to use apostrophe S to make a noun possessive versus the preposition of. This can be very confusing for English learners and even for native speakers. At the end of this lesson, we will have a short quiz. In English grammar, we usually use apostrophe S to indicate possession when we are talking about people and animals. If something belongs to Jim, I can say that is Jim's car or Jim's dog. For example, the boy's bike. The bike belongs to the boy, so I can use apostrophe S to make that clear. In English, we don't say the bike of the boy. When we want to talk about something that belongs to a person or an animal, we use apostrophe S. Here's another example. The cat's toy. The toy that belongs to the cat. We wouldn't say the toy of the cat. Now, usually we write apostrophe S. Sometimes the apostrophe comes after the S if the noun is plural. I have linked you in the description below to a video that discusses this in detail because it's a big topic. We can also use apostrophe S with time expressions to indicate a duration or a period associated with an action or event. For example, with singular time expressions, we add apostrophe S after the noun. For example, a day's work, 1 year's notice, a month's rent, this week's top hits, for example, on the radio, this week's best music. There's a popular song by the Beatles called A Hard Day's Night with apostrophe S after day. Now, could you rephrase these and use of? For example, instead of a month's rent, could you say the rent of a month or a notice of 1 year? If you rephrase these with of, they are grammatically correct, although they may sound more formal and less natural than these forms with apostrophe S. Now, with plural time expressions, when the noun ends in S, we add the apostrophe after. So, 2 weeks vacation, 5 months salary, 3 hours drive. For example, my uncle's house is a 3 hours drive from my parents' house. Again, in the description below, I've linked you to my lesson on when we use apostrophe S versus S apostrophe. So we've discussed that we use apostrophe S with people, with animals, and with time expressions. But what about things? So when it comes to inanimate objects or things, the rules of possession change. For example, what do you call this? In English, we would call this the car door. It's not natural to say the car's door, because a car is not a person or an animal, so we would not use apostrophe S. And the door of the car sounds quite formal and not natural. In English, we say the car door, and this is a compound noun. So again, avoid using apostrophe S with things and objects. And as we saw with the previous example, car door, which is a compound noun, compound nouns are a common way to express possession with objects. The two nouns are combined into one, where the first noun acts like an adjective describing the second noun. Let's look at some more examples of compound nouns. Now, all of these examples are open form compound nouns, which means we don't push the words together or add a hyphen. Stay tuned as I will do a video on compound nouns because it's also a big topic. For example, book cover, window pane, door handle, bicycle wheel, room key, car engine, kitchen table. Rather than say the table of the kitchen, we would say the kitchen table. You can see in all of these examples, the first noun essentially describes the second noun. What type of table is it? It's a kitchen table or a dining room table. What type of wheel is it? It's a bicycle wheel or a car wheel. Now, could you use the preposition of? Can I say the cover of the book or the wheel of the bicycle? So let's talk about the difference between using a compound noun and the preposition of. First, we're going to compare these sentences. We finally decided on the color of the wall for our living room, a soothing shade of blue that complements the curtains. Okay, in the first example, we have used the preposition of. We finally decided on the color of the wall. Let's compare that with the use of a compound noun. When choosing wall color, it's important to consider the room's natural lighting and size. Both of these sentences are accurate and correct. But what's the difference? What's the difference between saying color of the wall and wall color? In the first example, color of the wall is used to specifically refer to the color chosen for a particular wall in the living room. And it emphasizes the importance of this specific wall and this specific color. In the second example, it's more general. Wall color is used in a more general way to refer to the concept of selecting a paint color for walls in any room. So in some instances, using of allows us to be more specific, and the compound noun is a bit more general. Let's look at some other examples that are similar to this one. The sound of the piano in the concert hall was mesmerizing. Piano sound can be soothing and is often used in relaxation music. So in this example, again, when we use the preposition of, the sound of the piano, it's more specific. We're focusing on the sound produced by a particular piano, this piano in the concert hall. And in the second example, with the compound noun, piano sound, it's more general. We're talking about piano sound in general, produced by pianos in music. We're not talking about a specific piano or a specific piano sound. Here's another example. The design of the dress she wore to the gala was unique and elegant. Dress design is a competitive field in the fashion industry. Once again, using the preposition of allows us to be more specific. We're focusing on the design of a specific dress. And with the compound noun dress design, we're referring to the field or to the concept of designing dresses. Now, there are other instances when we use of for possession. In English, the preposition of is often used to express a relationship where something is a component or part of a larger entity. And this is very common when referring to parts of inanimate objects, groups, or abstract concepts. For example, a member of the team. This shows that an individual belongs to a team. One of the books. This can specify that a particular book belongs to a collection of books. The end of the video. This indicates that the end part belongs to the video. The president of the country. The top of the hill. This is referring to the uppermost part that belongs to the hill. The concept of freedom, a type of emotion. So these phrases express a relationship between a part of a whole to a category, a group, or a concept. Now, you might have noticed in the first example, a member of the team, you could also say a team member. So remember, in English, there are many different ways to say the same thing. So try not to stress too much about if you should use a compound noun or of. Just remember that apostrophe S is used for people, animals, and time expressions. Now, I'd also like to talk to you about this pattern, and this is very common in spoken English. Sometimes we use noun phrase plus of plus a possessive pronoun. Now, a possessive pronoun is mine, yours, hers, ours, not to be confused with a possessive adjective. And this structure is useful for emphasizing a relationship or belonging in a more informal, casual, and conversational way. For example, a colleague of mine will join us for lunch. This is correct. You could also say, my colleague will join us for lunch. But sometimes when we're speaking in English, we will speak with this pattern. And it's very important that if you use this pattern, that you use a possessive pronoun after of. You can't say a colleague of me or a colleague of my. That would be incorrect. A colleague of mine. I'm waiting for a friend of theirs. Or I'm waiting for their friend. Is Jeremy a relative of yours? Or is Jeremy your relative? So this is another way that we use possessives in English, and this is something that is more common in spoken English. It is perfectly fine to say my colleague instead of a colleague of mine. Both ways are correct. Now we're going to do a quiz. There are 8 sentences in total, and you must identify and correct any errors. Let's begin. Number 1. The door of the car needs to be repainted. Number 2. The cat of Amy is really friendly. Number 3. A friend of me is coming to dinner. Number 4. I didn't like the movie end. It was terrible. Number 5. 2 weeks' notice is required to leave your job. Number 6. You just need a good night's rest. Number 7. The tail of my dog is really short. Finally, number 8. She is a very valuable member of our team. Okay, let's correct these together. So number 1 is grammatically correct, the door of the car. However, in everyday English, compound nouns are usually preferred, and it would be much more natural to say the car door. Now, number 2 would be incorrect. Even though it's grammatically correct, it's very unnatural. In English, we would use the possessive S. Amy's cat is really friendly. Now, number 3 is incorrect. We don't say a friend of me. We have to use the possessive pronoun mine. A friend of mine is coming to dinner. Or maybe you switched this and you wrote my friend is coming to dinner, which would also be correct. Now, number 4, I didn't like the movie end. This is very awkward. It sounds more natural to say, I didn't like the end of the movie. Movie end is not a common compound noun in English. It's more typical to say the end of the movie. Number 5 is correct. 2 weeks' notice. We have the apostrophe after the S because weeks is plural. Number 6 is also correct. This time we have the apostrophe before S because night is a singular noun. Ah, good night. Now, number 7, while grammatically is correct, it's not natural. Remember that we use apostrophe S for people and also for animals. So, my dog's tail is really short. That would be more natural and more common. And finally, number 8. This is correct. She is a very valuable member of our team. In this case, we're using of to show membership in a group. She is one of the members that belong to the team. Okay, so let me know in the comment section how many you got correct out of 8. And if you have any difficulties, you can also ask me as well. Make sure to check out my other lessons that are related to this video, including the correct usage of apostrophe S or S apostrophe. And stay tuned for future lessons just like this one. I'll see you next time.